Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
And the pitch swung on, line to left center field. That is in for a base hit. Around third is Castellanos. He's coming home. He'll score. And Alec Bohm has given the Phillies the lead with a two-out RBI single to left center. It's 4-3.
Bohm needed that one.
And way to go, Alex.
He needed that, especially because the at-bat before grounded to a double play at runners on. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilera, 215-592-9494. Phillies get a win last night,
hey,
Hugh.
I called that too, by the way. Even though, you know, company man Douglas over here.
Nostradouglas, when you call it right.
Yeah,
when
man,
you're,
company
when
you're, man yeah. Douglas.
You and your feelings about the company, man?
No,
you obviously
okay.
are.
You I'm just done, man.
That
you can tell when
it's
he brings
head.
Up a comment from.
No,
from
I took,
like
I
a
took
week ago
yesterday.
Day ago.
That was cool.
No one called
cool.
you that today.
No. Not yet.
Mm-hmm. Not yet. I mean, they might be thinking.
No, people are more mad at Joe today.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, it started already?
Yeah, well, because I don't think the Eagles are going to get every. I mean, we had a caller last hour who mentioned the hit rates, right? The percentages. The Eagles are hitting 100% in their first two picks 4 years in a row. That's not going to continue. I'm sorry. You can be mad at me, you people. That's fine. It's just not.
Trust me, I'm fine if you want to say I trust Howie Roseman and he's gotten better at the draft.
Yeah,
he clearly has. Like, because he used to be very bad. But this whole idea, and I hear this all the time. One, they just won the Super Bowl, so whatever they do is fine.
Yeah,
is nonsense.
That dog.
Shut up. Tired of that.
Powerful.
You're
powerful
mailing state. It in if you're just whatever he does. I'm good with mailing it in.
Yeah,
well, be a Philadelphian.
Also, it's kind of fake because
kind of hard not to be
fake.
Kind of hard not to roll with him after we just had a parade.
Okay, that's fine.
No, rolling with him is fine, but like, there's rolling with somebody and there's blind faith.
Remember a couple years ago, the Patriots drafted a guard like that was like the fourth round on people's boards, and then Sean McVay laughed after the draft. That was mm-hmm. it kind of went viral. What if the Eagles do that next week? And I don't think they're going to. But what if they take a player that Mel Kiper and McShay and all these guys have as a third-round player? Yeah, a total reach by every expert.
A guy we never heard of.
And you know what's going to happen on Friday. But you know what? Howie's got this.
I will say this. That I understand. Let me say this first. Because I understand what you're saying, but that's not going to happen because of where they're picked.
I don't think it's going to happen. I'm just saying if.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I think that when you look at what they need, it's been all over the board. So I don't think that from what they did last year and the position that they're in, that anybody would be like, oh my goodness. Now what's going to end up happening, it's going to be one of those teams 1-10. Because most of those teams in that area need a quarterback. Somebody's going to reach for a quarterback.
Well, I'll tell you what, speaking of that, you know, you want to know the test of the Eagles could do and how we could do wrong?
Yeah, what if the Eagles reach for a quarterback?
They take a quarterback in the first two rounds next weekend. Now that would test everybody.
Yeah, I think when people will be stuck between. It's like,
what the hell are you doing?
Well, tearing at both arms because are you a Super Bowl syndrome guy?
Yep.
Or a Jalen Hurts can do no wrong guy.
Well, they would tear this city apart, and we haven't seen that in a long time. 215-592-9494. It'd be wild. All right, back to the Phillies, though, for a second. Then back to all your phone calls and the Eagles, and you can react to the Phillies' win last night. So Bohm with the big hit. A couple innings after he grounded to double play. He needed that. They needed it. Huge hit there. Let's hear from Bohm after the game, talking about his night, his season, and where he's at right now mentally.
That's part of what's so frustrating, right? It's like this is where I'm supposed to come through. This is what makes me who I am. And obviously, when you're not doing it, it doesn't feel good. But being able to kind of calm down, slow down, get back to it, and just get a good pitch over the plate, put a swing on it. Doesn't matter where the runners are or what's going on in the game, pressure-wise or anything like that. Just guys got to throw a good pitch for me to hit, and I got one on the first pitch there. And
you know what's interesting? I hadn't thought about this, Hugh. The way he framed like his role here. You know, Alec Bohm is not a huge power hitter, right? He doesn't hit many home runs. He doesn't walk a lot. A lot of Alec Bohm's value is getting hits with runners in scoring position, like knocking in runs when they're on base. And it probably had to eat at him even more, because when he failed in those spots, he knows, like, that's my role here.
That's your bread and butter. Right, like, that's your wheelhouse.
If Schwarber has a double play, in the back of his mind, I don't know if he thinks this way, but he might be like, I'll get a home run next at bat, right? Like, I'll help us win in a different way, even if I screwed up this time. If Bohm doesn't drive in the run when he's on base, that's the only way he helps them win. So maybe, I didn't even think about how much it was probably eating at him that he was so bad with runners in scoring position, because that's kind of what his thing is.
Frustrating. Yeah. It's been frustrating for him, man. And you know, for a baseball player, it has to be, you know, you fail more than you have success.
Yeah, a lot more.
And it has to be compounded being in a city like this. Not saying it's a bad thing, but to have to know that you're failing and then have to hear it every day from us, that has to be a tough spot to be.
Yeah, well, it has to be. So another good night last night, actually one of the first good nights in a while, for Bryce Harper at a home run. But it seemed like after the game, Bryce was actually more happy for March and Bohm, for them contributing even more than himself with a two-run home run. Let's hear from Harper after the game last night.
I said it a lot, man. I just want him to enjoy the game, you know, and enjoy the game that he plays. Life could be a lot harder. Life could be, you know, a lot tougher. We get to play this beautiful game every day, and I was standing on the on-deck circle in like the third inning, and I was thinking about it, man. It's a great game we got to play, you know, and obviously you're going to go through ups and downs in life and season, but it's still a, you know, and it's a hard thing to do. It is, every night coming in and playing this game, but at the end of the day, you know, we're all healthy, we're all strong. Just go out there and enjoy it, because it'll go quick, and you'll start thinking to yourself, you know, why did I take it so serious? And it's gone now.
You know what that sounds like to me?
What's that?
Sounds like a man that brought a baby reveal bat to the game and didn't do nothing with it.
So he's reflecting?
He's reflecting. And taking, especially after you do what you did last night.
Yeah.
You reflect on that, and, you know, just like, hey, maybe, you know, he went so far as that maybe that was a bad idea on my part, but hey, I bounced back from it.
Well, name on the front, not the name on the back.
That's right. You know? Do you also think there's a little little correction here? Remember the beginning of the season when they were like, especially Bryce seemed to say,
no more daycare?
No more daycare, and now he's telling them just to enjoy
bring
it.
Bring them back?
Yeah, yeah. I'm telling you, that was a reflect. That. See, y'all need to learn how to read between the lines, man.
Well, we tried it. You need to.
That's the baby blue reveal bat. And thinking to yourself, maybe that was a bad idea. maybe being so harsh on the young cast was a bad idea.
Or is the baby blue bat symbolic of Harper trying to bring the daycare back?
Literally, daycare with the baby.
Maybe I made a mistake. Maybe we need to have fun. Maybe we should bring back, what's his name?
Stubbs.
Stubbs. I was about to say Garrett Wilson. Well, Garrett Stubbs,
no,
we need to bring him back.
That,
I don't know where that came from.
I know. Bringing Garrett Stubbs back would be a clear,
the cheap vibes off
clear of, admission that the vibes
need
right to come
back. It ain't been right since he been gone. The music, the vibe, the shimmy, they ain't shimmying. You're going to be the long one. There you go, Kyle. Get it back, Kyle. Get that thing back, Kyle.
You want subs back?
Yeah.
I don't.
Look.
Let me get this hair bob going.
This could be that they're having more fun, or they're finally, like, they've been going through the process of growing up.
No, y'all really made them feel bad yesterday.
Who did?
Y'all.
About Harper?
Oh, the whole team. Y'all was ready to fire everybody. Everybody sit everybody down and get rid of.
They had a bad stretch.
Yeah, they earned us.
No, I'm not saying.
We took the pledge.
I'm not saying, unlike some people. I'm not saying they didn't earn it.
This proves you didn't take the pledge.
Mm-hmm. I did take the pledge.
Mm-hmm. Not seriously.
Mm-mm. My job here is to give you perspective from a former athlete's point. That's all I'm doing. Y'all hurt their feelings yesterday.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They're not robots.
Yes.
They have like a $300 million payroll.
Major League buddies, Hugh.
Holy hell.
What about my feelings?
They could get a hit for days.
My feelings.
Major League buddy. Okay, I'll pull that back. That does sound like I'm instigating a little bit.
Well, you are.
You know what that is? That's company man stuff right
yeah,
there.
Company
that is
man
total, total company man stuff.
Like, yeah,
you know
sound,
what? You know,
that does sound like a little company man.
We
right
also
there,
get this from Hugh every day. It's a new thing.
What?
My job is to do this. We know what your job is, buddy.
Because I think y'all keep forgetting. And y'all get mad when I give you my opinion.
We know what your job is exactly.
No, Kyle gets thoroughly irritated. Kyle gets irritated. Like, what are you talking about?
I think you think this whole thing is one big joke.
Okay. That's fair. Okay, lather Vaseline on me. Okay,
this is a serious show.
Okay. Let's talk about this for a minute, shall we?
Yep.
I mean, I think, okay, I do think it's kind of ironic that people melt down like every day.
Now it's fascinating, ironic.
I mean, it is. It's fascinating. The meltdowns. You know my best part about this
poking
is?
Poking fun at our insecurities and emotions.
Fun. I get it.
Company man.
I like it when it gets personal. You know, oh, you stink. You know what you're talking about. I'm sorry if I'm telling you, saying something that you
that
really...
That attitude has birthed the greatest era of Eagles history. Holding them accountable. Putting their feet to the fire, Hugh.
I do not have
you don't
want to
be the
that.
Jags. And I whatever city.
You start to slip up, you become the Jags.
Yeah.
You think about that every day.
We saw Hugh become the Jags. He got out of it.
See, he became the Jags. That's how I get personal. Yeah. See, then again, you
were a winner.
Did she do anything for us?
And then you left here, and look what happened.
And you know what's funny about that? They send me emails every day talking about Jaguars legends. Like I'm coming to like a Jaguars get together. Hells no. I'm not coming down there.
You're a Jaguars legend.
So I guess the email person did. I don't think he was there when I was there.
I think that says more about the Jaguars than it does anything else.
Weren't you on list of like top worst free agent signings the Jags have ever had before?
Worst moves in Jaguars history.
Don't care.
I'm gonna find that article.
I don't care about the Jaguars.
No, they're in whatever city. No, they don't care.
You know what it was? It was the top 25 moments of Jaguars history, and it was when they cut you.
Yeah. They'd be all right.
Wait, what are we paying for?
That's a sad organization when that's one of your best
that's
moments.
Right. Why they're sad?
They are sad.
No one cares down there.
They don't care like we care.
People got to hold people accountable. That's right. That's what we do.
Hold their feet to the fire.
And you know what? Good night for the Phillies. We give them praise when they earn it. Good night. Big night for Boehm. Harper with the home run. 215-592-9494. And you know what? Things are looking up for Romano here. I mean, they're throwing 96 again out of the pen. Clean inning.
And he ain't looking. He's stressed out, like you said.
He's not as stressed out. Those eyes are not bugging out of his head as much. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream team. How y'all doing today?
Hey, Will. What's going on?
All right. You know, that was a great game yesterday, man. And what I did see them, they was having fun. They wasn't taking it so serious, but they knew that they had to win. You know what I mean? Boehm, Wamuto. Turner, I'm glad y'all like starting to, you know, get the feeling back, baby. That's all we've been waiting on, for y'all to get the feeling back. But the whole thing is, you know, we got new teammates and everything, you know what I'm saying? So everybody is starting to learn one another a little bit better now, you know what I'm saying? And I think, like I keep saying, man, sometimes we jump the gun on how we think our season is going to turn out or whatever. I'm not jumping the gun, man. I'm sticking with it. This is going to be another Eagles run as far as baseball, and I really believe these guys is going to pull together, and they're going to do what they have to do to win. And the one last thing I want to say, man, I want to see more of trying to steal bases, man. Start incorporating that into the gameplay, man.
Well, Stott had one last night, and Turner's run more this year. Turner's not hit much yet, but he's run more this year, and he's played better defense than he has the past couple years.
Right, and listen, I'm enjoying it, man. It don't hurt the gamble, baby. But let me say something about Howie, right? Mm-hmm. Howie is that guy, if you go to the casino, he at the crap table. This guy's just throwing number after number after number, right? And then it comes to a point where everybody that was bent with him start to bet against him because he's like, oh, man, he's going to crap out soon. But he one of them type dudes that's hot, and he stay hot. So guess what? He got the hot hand right now. And let him keep rolling, baby. Let's keep rolling them dimes in, baby.
Well, I'd love it. If we hit another draft, it'd be awesome. It's just hard to keep doing that. All right, Will, what's your guess here for Hughes Clues?
I know this specific food is and everything, but it may not be the right answer. How about cheese?
Cheese.
That's a really good guess.
Yeah, you know what? The guess is, it's not it, obviously, but we appreciate the call, Will. When you threw this out this morning, I didn't know what I'd hear for guesses, but these are good guesses.
Yes, because they're listening and they're thinking. See, this is me imputing my wisdom on the people.
Oh, my God.
Because they're starting to understand they're starting to get it.
It took until 1:45 yesterday to get a winner.
Some years.
1:45.
But, you know, yesterday was the day where we had the turning point, and everybody's locked in now.
Oh, okay, yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was the one.
Locked in on a Wednesday. I did find the article, 100 moments in 100 days, Hugh Douglas cut during training camp on Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Well, they enjoyed watching you get cut.
This year
not
marks
just you getting cut.
This was in 2019. This year marks the 25th anniversary for the Jaguars to celebrate. We're counting down the top 100 moments in franchise history.
That's
do they even have 100 good moments?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, that speaks to how crappy they are, that they had to list a player getting cut in the top 100 moments.
Exactly.
That's why they needed to do the huge thing.
Yeah, they were mad at me because I didn't care. Well, I mean, I cared, but I didn't care enough for them to, you know, them talking saying mean and hurtful things.
The article's pretty funny. I mean, they're talking about how you actually were good with the Eagles, and they're like, no, really, he was.
Yeah, I was.
I know.
Pretty good.
We know that. They didn't know that, though.
I don't know what happened to that guy.
I don't know where he went. Chris in Newtown's up. What's up, Chris?
Yo, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris. Hey, what's going on?
I'm glad we're going to drop the Phillies for a couple of seconds, because you know it's only April. So let's talk back to when I called you late yesterday, talking about that trade with New Orleans. Now, I did a little homework to see if my thought process was really good. Now, you see, you guys, I'm an Eagles supporter. I'm a New Englander that transplanted, so you guys got yourself a good sports fan here who knows his crap.
So anyway, so we were talking yesterday about trading Tanner McKee, all right, which is something that New Orleans needs. Eagles have all these assets coming in with draft picks and a bunch of players that they could move that would work with the style of team that New Orleans has. Now, Hugh, hear me out. You got Jordan Davis, who really doesn't fit the Eagles' defense, what they run. The Saints run a 3-4. That nose tackle would be good for them. You incorporate Tanner McKee and Jordan Davis, who's coming off that rookie contract. Now you're looking at, again, Cesar Ruiz, center guard. He's already signed for a four-year, $44 million. You got Eric McCoy, another center guard, who signed for 5 years, $60 million. You got Chase Young sitting there, 3 years, $50 million. And then, you know, there's talk about a safety. Yeah, the Eagles could use a safety. You know what? You got a veteran in the Honey Badger that's sitting there that's still got a couple years left in him. And he's only making $4 million a year.
Yeah, there are more players on that roster. And so he's basically saying, Hugh, that if the McKee Eagles Saints thing came together, the Saints have some players on their
that
team
that we would want. No, I heard because he mentioned this yesterday. But
Chase Young, yeah.
But Chris, we run a 3-4-2. We run a 3-4.
So you don't want to give Jordan up?
Well, I think Jordan, for what he is, he serves his purpose. I think that for a lot of people, Jordan is a guy that. The position he was drafted in, you expected more from him. But I think he fits well in his defense.
And he does. He does to a certain extent, but he can't stay on the field is the problem.
Well, for whatever reason, he didn't get the snaps that you thought he was going to – like the pass rushing snaps.
Well, and the jump in snaps you expected in his third year didn't really happen. Yeah. Milton Williams took those snaps.
And I think that – and part of that is because of the situation. Milton's a better pass rusher. So you're going to have your better pass rushers on the field.
Now let me talk a pick out of 32 because I don't think the Eagles should move. I don't think they should move at all. Now, again, I'm a New Englander, so I got a couple guys on my heart set at that number 4 pick. But what I'm thinking about is that wraparound. Now you're talking about a guy that's going to make an impact right away. You guys are going to think I'm nuts, but look him up, watch his tape. Arizona running back. Cam Scataboo.
Oh, he could play. No, he
that's the running back I was talking about. Yeah, I like the Scataboo.
Chris, in that game,
he could add to the exciting whites.
In that game against Texas in the playoff game, I think I saw that the only player on Arizona State that was even invited to the combine was Scataboo. And he was like the fact that he was doing that with no other NFL players with him is really impressive.
Was incredible. Now hear me out too on it. Again, I hope he falls. I'd love to see New England pick him up with that second pick. But anyway, he ran a 4.6 at the combine. He's 5'11", 220. I played. Joe, I'm not going to bring up you. I met you in person. And Kai, I met you. Hugh, we all know about you. Game speed is totally different. He ran a 4.6 at the combine. He ran a 4.5 on his pro day. He runs faster than that when he's got the ball in the field. And even better yet, which is, again, my New Englander and me coming out, he only fumbled 8 times in 4 years.
Yeah, no, he could play. Chris, he could play. And you're right. He does run faster than that number.
He runs hard.
Yeah, you watched it in those
hard.
Big games. He does. Chris, what's your guess for Hughes Clues? What are you thinking today?
Potatoes.
Good guess,
Chris,
man.
Not it, but we appreciate it.
I'll tell you what, I feel like this one is not going to go that long today. It feels like people are going to get this one.
You're trying to talk this into existence?
I have a feeling
we'll
I'm not going to get to my third clue.
Mm.
And I really want to get to my third clue. I really do.
Well, you get to clue two. We'll find out. 215.
I really want you to, too, buddy.
I want to get to my third clue.
You might not.
The third clue.
The third clue.
He loved
best.
It. He really has.
A little dangerous.
All right, Keith in Mayfair is up talking Eagles draft. What's up, Keith?
Boys, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, Keith. What's up?
How you doing?
Living the dream. Before I get to the yet another Howie take, because we all have them. I wanted to ask you guys who did it better last night. Was it the Trey Turner semi no look behind the back basket catch, or do you think Kepler's Cirque du Soleil duck and roll catch did it better?
You know, they were both really good. I actually think Trey's was better. Trey's played. He hasn't hit much yet, and I hope he starts to. But Trey's played a much better shortstop to start this season. That with the win last night, Keith, that's not an easy play to make.
It was gorgeous the way he did. I did not see that. I didn't see either one of them making it because of the wind. Like Harper's home run's not a home run without that wind. things like that. But
well, and that ball from JT that fell, that the left fielder probably gets that on a normal night. That ball just kept tailing away from him. It was like, wait a second, he's not going to catch that? That ball hung in the air forever.
Look, if we need wind to get through this slump, I'm good with it. I'm not complaining. all right, guys, stick with me here, okay? Howie fought off Andy Reid. He fought off Chip Kelly. He almost fought off a beer can, right? Almost.
Almost. Got some stitches for that one, though.
We'll have to see about that,
I mean,
by the way.
He handled it like a champ. He didn't blame anyone. He was like, meh. So, like, I give him the win on that, actually.
He survived. He got through it. I agree with
you. It better not ruin his drafting.
Hopefully his brain's not scrambled by draft night. But go ahead, Dave. Keith, what are you thinking?
I'm not asking you guys to sit on the Super Bowl laurels of this past year. I want you to, like, last 10 years, what's that, 3 Super Bowls in 10 years. So, you know, that's not a bad stat to look at. You don't get there without a good draft. And it's not has he figured it out, but has he maneuvered himself in such a way to get the best draft capital per trade? And he is doing that. So I think he has figured out the aspect of how to go deeper in a draft when necessary to fit the needs. And that is something that a lot of other GMs are not getting. So has he figured it out? No, because it changes every year and it's going to be Las Vegas rules apply. But at this point, I can honestly say I think he has figured out how to maneuver picks for the Eagles.
And I think because he's been around so long, he's so good at knowing what other teams are going to do, like that institutional knowledge he has, the league and the other GMs. That helps, Keith. And we appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. Are you convinced the Eagles have figured out the NFL draft? Hugh is feeling great about it. I think they're better at it, and Howie's had a great 4-year run. But I don't expect them to keep hitting at the rate they have. In the last 4 years, their first and second picks have hit basically each time. That's remarkable. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on Howie, the draft, the Eagles, and the Phillies from last night. Plus, another thing to come from yesterday's press conference, a deadline is approaching here pretty quickly. What should the Eagles do with a player we talk a lot about? That's coming up. 215-592-9494. Midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. During the NBA Play-In Tournament, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving all new customers a shot at $250 in bonus bets. Join FanDuel today. You can start with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. From three-pointers to steals to assists, FanDuel has so many ways to bet your favorite player props. Plus, after the game tips off, you could even combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get in on all the NBA Play-In Tournament action. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.